thanks for joining us here on the IllegalCurve.com radio show. We really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us about the season coming up. Ron, let's start with Canada. You're known famously on Hockey Night in Canada, so we might as well start there. Which Canadian team do you think has improved the most over the summer?
Well, Vancouver kept the Sedins and Luongo happy, and that's probably the team that I think is the number one in the country, more by not losing any great players. Obviously, they've stolen, but they've shored up their defense with Erhoff, and I just think their kids are strong. Wellwood looks terrific, so I think the Canucks would be, at the get-go, the team I think is the favorite. But Calgary, having brought in Brent Sutter, and with the addition of Jay Bouwmeester on defense, aren't too far behind. And the other big question mark is, what will Montreal be like with a whole new look? I love Gomez and Gionta together, but I'd go in that order as probably the three improvements are Vancouver, Calgary, Montreal.
You mentioning Calgary leads me perfectly into my next question. Both Alberta teams made some big coaching hires over the summer. Pat Quinn in Edmonton, Brent Sutter in Calgary. Which one do you think will have a more significant impact on their respective teams?
I like Brent Sutter to have a huge impact on Calgary. I think he's got the touch defensively. I think they will become the team that, for whatever reason, their defensive game wasn't what it should have been a year ago, and I think Brent will sort that out. He'll get Dion Phaneuf, who we had in the Red Deer Rebel system, back on track. Not that Dion was way off, but he just didn't have the year everybody expected, and I think he'll be better. Bouwmeester will be great. They needed foot speed on the blue line, and that gives them that. So I think Brent's got the inside track to do the job, but I obviously can't say enough about Pat Quinn, and I think the kids will really benefit in Edmonton. You'll see Sam Gagner in his third season, Andrew Cogliano have a lot of confidence because Pat Quinn is at the helm. He will really protect the kids from criticism, and that's what I think will be the biggest difference in Edmonton, is his ability to bring those young guys along.
Every year, one team surprises the experts in the NHL. Do you have any idea who that surprise team is going to be this year? Anybody that's sort of under the radar that you see performing quite well?
I think San Jose is no surprise. They're the team that I think is my early favorite to win the Stanley Cup with the addition of Heatley. Beyond that, a dark horse team that, off the top of my head, I would say the Nashville Predators are the team that always flies farthest under the radar, and I just love their blue line. So I would, and Kari Lehtinen may bounce back. So I would say the Nashville Predators would be my dark horse.
You mentioned San Jose in the previous answer. Do you think that Danny Heatley will be able to help them get over that hump in the playoffs, as it were? Their playoff failures have been well documented over the past couple of years.
I just think, like the Islanders, like the Oilers, like the Red Wings, these teams have to suffer about three or four huge setbacks until the taste of defeat is so lousy in your mouth that you refuse to have it happen one more time. And the combination of San Jose having set themselves up with this real bitter taste in their mouths and adding the firepower and the excellence of Heatley, they have to be the top team, in my opinion.
Moving off the ice a little bit, unfortunately, we've spent most of the summer discussing off-ice legal issues, specifically the Phoenix Coyotes. What are your long-term thoughts about the Phoenix Coyotes? Are they salvageable in Phoenix? Has this whole bankruptcy debacle been a black mark on the league?
I don't think it's a black mark. I think, the markets dictate. I think when the problem for Phoenix, obviously, is Glendale. They made the decision to move out there as part of a grand scheme that involved real estate and shopping malls. I just think that they've got the wrong spot in the marketplace for the game. Had it been over in Scottsdale, they've got a great young team. I think Phoenix, there's another team I didn't mention, but they got nothing to lose. They could definitely be a contender this year. They're fine young talents, just about due. So I think you could have hockey in Phoenix, but do I think Ball City could win this? The answer is yes to that. I think the climate has changed in the early 90s. The whole governance, the approach of American business and the courts was to favor business and go against unions. Now, I think with Barack Obama in power, with Sonia Sotomayor in the Supreme Court, I think you'll see the pendulum swing over to where unions and the rights of corporations tend to be scrutinized a little more carefully. And I could see where, if not Redfield T. Baum, then at a higher level, somebody says, no, the right thing here is for Jim Ball Silly to be allowed to purchase the team and move it. So I think there is a chance that could happen.
I wanted to ask you about Gary Bettman for a quick second there. Your conversations with Bettman during the intermissions are personally one of my favorite part of the hockey season. You get answers out of Gary that nobody else can. Do you think that this his battle with the man from Waterloo will be his ultimate Waterloo? And then secondly, who do you think has come off looking worse in this, Bettman or Belcilli, or is it just a free-for-all?
Yeah, you know, I think in fairness, both guys are doing their job. I think Belcilli realized he wanted a team in Hamilton, tried to go at it with Pittsburgh and Nashville and failed. But, you know, his argument that a second team in Southern Ontario makes complete sense, a seventh team in Canada, all those things make sense. So he's going after what he wants, knowing his only chance to do it is through somewhat devious means. The Toronto Maple Leafs and the Buffalo Sabres, who curry a lot of favor within the governors and ownership ranks, are just not going to let him go into Hamilton. So he's got to figure out a way, and this is the way that makes sense. As far as Bettman goes, he works for the owners. He's doing his job. So I know it looks bad on the surface, you know, like two bantam roosters in a fight, but I think each is doing his job. I understand why Gary Bettman, on behalf of even all pro sports leagues, is trying to protect the rights of the cartel to be allowed to determine where franchises are located. But I think bankruptcy supersedes that, and I think that's why Belcilli has a chance. But I wouldn't say either guy looks bad. And as far as me and Gary, I love to challenge him. He's a great argue. He gets me on labor, and I usually get him on refereeing. But we go back to 1999. I can remember I was doing an opening in Dallas, and I was talking about the relative humidity in the rink being a real concern and all the lengths Dan Craig had to go to. And Gary said, "Why do you have to be so negative?" And we went at it that night, and Don Cherry made fun of me on Coach's Corner. He says, "Why don't you just give it a rest, Ron? We got all these pro hockey teams in Texas. You got Modano, Sakic, Waugh, Belfour. The hockey's great. Long weekend, game seven. You got to stand out there with your stupid thermometer trying to ruin it for everybody." And Gary Bettman came in after, and he said, "Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don." And so ever since that day, I've been giving it to Gary just because it's fun.
That's terrific, Ron. Moving back on the ice, your two picks for the Stanley Cup final this year, if you're willing to share them with us.
Pittsburgh versus San Jose with the Sharks winning it. It's too hard to repeat.
That's clear as can be. I hope our gambling fans are listening and going to put down a couple dollars on the Sharks then. One of our readers to the website sent in a question. When you guys were in Terrace, BC for Kraft Hockeyville, apparently Don Cherry did something for a child with leukemia. Are you able to share that story?
Yes, his name is Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, Chapman. And the gist is he was receiving treatments in Vancouver all winter for a form of leukemia, blood cancer. He's done well. He and his dad have a fundraiser called Balding for Dollars, and the obvious pun on the loss of hair that they go through with chemo. And his dad has grown a beard, a playoff beard. When he first went into chemo, the kid, the father started growing a playoff beard to bring him good luck. And then he was ultimately going to shave it off in a year's time to raise money for this balding. As part of shaving his head, he was going to shave the beard as well to raise money for kids cure cancer.
That's fabulous. Ron, one last question. You're involved with the Battle of the Blades, Battle with the Blades, coming up on CBC. You want to give us a little bit of insight as to what we're going to expect on that show besides Ty Domi flailing around?
It's going to be either a Tarantino or a train wreck. I honest to God, the eight women skaters are the who's who, like the creme de la creme, world champions, Olympic champions, phenomenal show entertainers, and the guys are all trying to get, you know, for the first time into this where their artistic impression marks have to go higher than their technical. And I just, honestly, I think all of us are having a hard time imagining it, but they're very committed. You know, there's a lot of pride in the guys. They want to dance well. They want to beat, you know, each other. So their competitive fires or juices are firing. It's, I go into it, you know, half thinking, good God, I just can't even imagine the accidents we're going to see. So how are we going to, you know, keep it to 90 minutes or an hour or whatever we have on the allotted night? But I'm excited. The gang is great, and Kurt Browning, my co-host, is from Caroline. Redger's a suburb of Caroline, Alberta, where he grew up 20 minutes away. So it's a thrill to work with him, and he's great. And I just think it's got a chance to be a really neat show for all the people that have backyard rinks, you know, and grow up with one or the other, figure skating or hockey.
Well, hopefully the Russian judge will play nice and fair on Battle of the Blades. Ron McLean, Hockey Night in Canada, Canadian broadcasting legend, thanks very much for joining us on the IllegalCurve.com radio show.
My honor, Drew. Cheers.
Cheers, Ron. Thanks.